Hey everyone, and welcome back to another episode of The Feminine Reset. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, here to help you navigate this crazy thing called life with a little more grace, a whole lot of laughter, and a healthy dose of emotional strength. Today, we're diving into something pretty powerful: journaling for emotional release. You know that feeling when emotions are swirling around inside you like a hurricane? Journaling can be your calm in the storm, your safe space to process those feelings without judgment. Trust me, this isn't about becoming the next literary genius. It's about getting real with yourself on paper and unleashing the power of words to heal and empower. Let's break down why journaling for emotional release is such a game changer. First up, it gives you that much needed space to vent. Ever feel like you're holding everything inside, trying to keep it all together? Journaling is your permission slip to let it all out, the frustrations, the anxieties, even those embarrassing moments. We've all been there. Just scribble it down, no filter needed. It's like therapy, but way cheaper and way more comfortable in your pajamas. Next, journaling helps you understand yourself better. Think of it like a detective investigating their own emotions. By writing down your thoughts and feelings, you start to see patterns, triggers, and even those hidden beliefs that might be holding you back. It's eye-opening stuff. You start to realize, hey, maybe I react this way because of, or this situation reminds me of, and suddenly you have more clarity and control over your emotional responses. Now, here's a big one. Journaling can be incredibly therapeutic. When you put your emotions into words, it's like releasing them from their prison inside your head. It can be surprisingly cathartic. Think about those times you've had a good cry after a tough day. Journaling does something similar, but in a more mindful way. You're actively processing and releasing those emotions instead of just letting them fester. Journaling also helps to cultivate self-compassion. It's so easy to be hard on ourselves, especially in this world of constant comparison and pressure. But when you journal, you create a safe space where you can be kind and understanding with yourself. You can acknowledge your struggles without judgment, celebrate your wins, and learn from your mistakes. Remember, being kind to yourself is not selfish. It's essential for emotional well-being. And finally, journaling can help you set intentions and goals. Think of it as a roadmap for your journey. By writing down what you want to achieve, both big and small, you make those dreams more tangible. It's like giving yourself permission to dream big and then creating a plan to make those dreams a reality. Okay, picture this. You've had a rough day at work. Everything felt chaotic, your boss was on edge, and that deadline is looming like a hungry monster. You get home feeling drained and overwhelmed. But instead of scrolling through social media or binge-watching Netflix guilty, you decide to grab your journal. You start writing about your day, letting all those frustrations pour out onto the page. You describe the tense meeting, the frustrating email chain, that moment when you just wanted to scream into a pillar. And as you write, you realize something. By acknowledging these feelings, by giving them space and attention, they feel less overwhelming. You start to brainstorm solutions for tomorrow, maybe delegate tasks, set clear boundaries, or simply take a few deep breaths before facing that looming deadline. You end your journaling session feeling calmer, more centered, and with a plan of action for the next day. See? Journaling isn't just about venting, it's about empowering ourselves to navigate those tough emotions and come out stronger on the other side. So remember, folks, your journal is your safe space, your sounding board, your partner, and emotional growth. Embrace the power of words. Release what no longer serves you, and step into a life filled with more clarity, strength, and joy. And hey, let's keep this conversation going. Share your journaling experiences. What are your favorite prompt tips, or even embarrassing things you've written down? Find me on Instagram at The Feminine Reset. I can't wait to hear from you. Until next time, stay strong, stay beautiful, and remember, you've got this.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.